Time just drifts away, and as I look back on the years, memories of happiness and bitter tears. Through it all, there was a common thread that cannot be ignored. You were there, teaching me to be your servant, Lord. All along, your hand has been guiding me, shaping my life to be a beautiful song. All along, you've led me through things that you knew would make me strong. Your love has been there all along. Every joy and pain had a reason for its own. Now I realize that I was not alone. The changing seasons of my life were not left up to chance. Lord, I know you were working to fulfill your plans. All along, your hand has been guiding me, shaping my life to be a beautiful song. All along, you've led me through things that you knew would make me strong. Your love has been there all along. And tomorrow when I turn around and I look back at today, I will understand your purpose, and your thankful heart will say, all along, your hand has been guiding me, shaping my life to be a beautiful song. All along, you've led me through things that you knew would make me strong. Your love has been there all along. Your love has been there all along.
Thank you for that song. Wonderful song. All along, he's there. Whether I see him or not, he is there. When I have eyes of faith, then we can see that he's there. That's our text, actually, Hebrews chapter 11. If you'll turn there with me, and when you find your place there in Hebrews in chapter 11, if you'd please stand to your feet as we read the Word of God together. Hebrews 11, we'll read this responsively. I'll read the first verse, and then if you'll join me on the second verse, we'll read that way, where you read the even verses, I'll read the odd verses, and we'll finish reading at verse number 6. So I'll read verse number 1, you join in on verse number 2. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says this: Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Our Heavenly Father, we are so grateful that you would bring us here to your house. the church, Lord, where your son, Lord, died for. I ask that you would help us to understand your word this morning. Be with Pastor Becker as he preaches. Give him liberty, Lord. Give him wisdom. Guide him in this sermon, Lord. Help us to understand your word and to make changes in our life because of it. We love you, Lord. Thank you for all you do for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. You may be seated. Keep your Bibles open to the book of Hebrews, if you would. And as we start this service, I want to encourage you to silence your cell phone or turn it off. That's always a good idea anyway, but I want to encourage you to do that if you haven't already. In Hebrews chapter 11, as you notice, the subject this morning is about faith. Faith. As we look at Hebrews chapter 11, this passage here is considered the hall of faith. And you see many different great heroes of the faith that are represented throughout these verses. As you look at verse number 1, it says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Faith is the conviction or the truth of anything, belief. You have faith in God today? As we begin this new year, people put their faith in different things, organizations, or whatever it may be, but having faith in God is what will carry you through the year. Having faith in God is what will carry you through your life. Faith is the substance. People would sometimes talk down to people of faith as that is something small. You're just a person of faith, or you're going to believe in that, a God that you cannot see. Yes, because there is substance to our faith, isn't there? There's substance. We're not just believing in something out there that there might be life on Mars somewhere. There might be life on Mars, but I don't know how much it really matters. Faith is the substance. There is substance to the faith that we have. The substance is a foundation or assurance. In the Sunday school hour, we're taking the first 8 weeks of the year, as we always do, to talk about the basic training, the basic lessons of what it means to be a Christian. Faith is the foundational piece of the Christian life. Your faith, your belief. See, everyone has faith and belief in something or someone, but to have faith in God is what's important. Do you have faith in God? There is substance. There's a foundation or assurance to your life. To have that foundation in your life of faith built on God and His Word for your life individually, for your family, that you would build your life on the Lord Jesus Christ. May this year, 2025, may we build our lives and build our faith in God. To build your faith in God, to have that substance, the Bible says, but then it says the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That evidence is proof. People might say, well, you're putting your faith in something that's not true. There is proof. There is evidence. There is substance to what we believe based on the Word of God, by what God has done in my heart. There is evidence of faith. There is evidence. There is proof. I love it how science is always trying to find proof in some kind of other life form, or always trying to find proof of some kind of evolution. You look in verse number 3, it says, "Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God." Look at this, "so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear." The creation of mankind, you see in the book of Genesis, everything didn't just happen by accident. Something ran into something else. Where did those some things come from? We don't know, but eventually they ran into each other, and all of a sudden we have Earth that is perfectly spinning and rotating at just the perfect degree distance from the sun and the moon. That is not an accident. That was created by the hand of God. Faith. There takes more faith to believe that we've been here for millions, billions, trillions of years, that things have evolved. See, science is always trying to catch up to the Bible. But if you come to the Bible by faith, knowing that what we see here was formed by the hand of the Almighty God, that He spoke the world into existence in 6 literal days. That's incredible. That's the power of God. So when you talk about faith, we're not having faith in something or someone. We have faith in God to build your life on the Lord Jesus Christ. As we look at verse number 3, it says, "Through faith we understand." Through faith. Through means moving in one side and out of the other side. To go through an object. That God has faith that goes through our lives. That God works in you through faith. But in verse number 4, and in many other verses you'll see in this passage, it says, by faith, Abel. Verse number 5, by faith, Enoch. Verse number 7, by faith, Noah. Many times, by faith. By faith means the identifying the agent performing an action. See, when you see a Christian doing something for God, you're not seeing that person doing it. You see that is done through the power of God. By faith, that God works through you, that God works in you with your salvation first, and then He works through you doing the work of God. And then it says here that we have understanding. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. When you put your faith in God, God gives you understanding. See, trying to figure things out without God is foolish. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. So to try to understand things without God is foolish. But when you come to God and His Word, we have faith that God is. And He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. But look at verse number 6, please. It says, but without faith, it's impossible to please Him. See, we see through faith, we see by faith, but now we see without faith. What a sad place to be that many people today are living their lives without faith. Without faith, it says, without faith, it's impossible to please Him. When it comes to your salvation, first of all, you will never please God by your good works for salvation. We talked about that in our Sunday school hour. You will never come before God and say, God, I'm a good person. Would you allow me to come into heaven? God will say, depart from me. I never knew you. You workers of iniquity, cast into everlasting damnation, to hell. Without faith, the Bible says, it is impossible to please Him for your salvation, but in your life, secondly. You cannot please God without faith. The Bible continues on to say, but he that cometh to God must believe that He is. Aren't you thankful today that we serve a real God? That He is. Not that He was, but that He is. He is the eternal God, the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. We serve a real God today. Amen. That He is. And that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. If you believe that God is real, if you believe that God offers salvation to all and you have, as He freely offers, you freely receive, you become a child of God. And then God works through you and He rewards, the Bible says. He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. See, without faith, it's impossible to please Him. Without faith, without means lacking or not found. Having little to no faith. You must have faith for salvation. You must have faith in believing in the Word of God. You must have faith in believing in God, doing the work of God. It all is a foundation of our faith. Do you have faith in God today? You have faith in God today. A real God, a powerful God, a God that's alive today, a God that is your Savior. Do you have faith in God today? In the book of Matthew chapter 17, Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, ye shall say to this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. That faith is a grain of a mustard seed. That small, minuscule piece of a mustard seed, that you would look at that seed and think, what could it actually do? What could it actually do? But when you have faith, even that littlest bit of faith in God, the Bible says that you could move mountains. Do you have that kind of faith today? The opposite of faith is that unbelief. People that go today and say, well, if I don't see it, I don't believe it. I don't see God, I don't believe Him. I have people tell me that before, and there's many illustrations you can use with that, I would say, but have you ever seen George Washington? And they said, well, no, I've never seen him, but I've seen a painting of him. Never seen a picture, a photograph, or seen him in person, but you believe that he was real. People in history that you don't even have a painting of, even, they said, well, I read about them or that event in a history book. Well, I could say this to you, that we have God's Word today. We have the inspired, the perfect Word of God, the everlasting Word of God, not written by man, written by God. The Bible says, "Forever, O Lord, thy words are settled in heaven." We have the Word of God. And as you read God's Word, it builds your faith in Him. Are we building our faith today? You are either building your faith or you are losing your faith. You're either building your faith, drawing closer to God, and the closer you get to God, the more real you believe God is, and the more powerful you see that God is and how much God can work in your life. But the sad thing is that many people today are stepping away from God, putting faith in other people, institutions, or even sadly in themselves. Putting faith more in you than in God. What a sad place that is to be. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is always secure in God. Faith is always secure and safe in God. See, you may put your faith in someone, but they'll fail you, right? They'll fail you. They say, "I'll meet you at this time in this place," and all of a sudden, they don't wake up to their alarm. They don't show up. They forgot to look at their calendar, and all of a sudden, they forgot about you. And you're there all by yourself because they forgot about you. But God is safe and secure. When you put your faith in Him, God will never let you down with your faith in Him. You put your faith in yourself, you'll let yourself down. Again, you make those New Year's resolutions. I've said it before a couple times. They say many people make New Year's resolutions, but by the second Friday of January is the most common day to ditch your New Year's resolutions. It only takes about a week and a half, and that day is known as Quitter's Day. We're not there yet, but we're getting close. You put your faith in yourself, you'll fail. You're like, "I'm going to be a new person this year." Just like last year and the year before. January 1st, I'm going on a diet. Okay, January 2nd, I'm going on a diet. I'll be honest. I'm trying to limit, you get through the holiday season with the sweets. I'm like, "I need a break." But there was one last piece of cheesecake in the fridge last night that was calling my name. And I said, "Maybe tomorrow." Maybe we'll do it tomorrow. You put your faith in yourself, you let yourself down. You put your faith in people, they'll let you down as well. But you put your faith in God, He will never let you down. He will never let you down. That's why our salvation is safe and secure in the hands of God. He said, "I know my children, I give unto them eternal life, and no man can pluck them out of my hand." And then He said, "My Father, which is greater than me, you're safe in His hands as well, and no man can pluck them out of my Father's hands. I and my Father are one." You're safe and secure in the hands of God. So guess what? No matter what happens this year, we're safe in the hands of God. As a child of God, no matter what happens this year, you're safe in the hands of God, the eternal security of God. Faith in God. Faith in God's Word. Faith in God's Word. The Bible says that we have faith. Through faith we understand the worlds were framed by the Word of God. Do you have faith in God's Word? Do you have faith in God's Word? Too many people today are taking their Bible and ditching it for other versions, cutting out verses, making it fit to what they believe instead of what we should be doing and taking our lives and fitting it to the Bible. Right? So many people today, they're changing their Bible, and there's a flavor of the month. And you can go from Bible to Bible, and guess what? When you pick the Bible you want, you can make it fit what you believe. Right? You can make it fit your lifestyle. So then guess what? You don't need to change your life because the Bible that you hold doesn't preach against your sin. But guess what? When you hold the Word of God, when you hold the inspired, preserved Word of God, the King James Bible, and God speaks to your heart and you read God's Word, it builds your faith, doesn't it? I hope as you began this year and throughout the year that you take time to read God's Word, to read the Bible from cover to cover. It takes about 3 to 4 to 5 chapters a day to read through the Bible in a calendar year. For most people, it'll take about 10 to 15 minutes a day to read through God's Word in a year. The Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And as you read God's Word, God builds your faith, and He builds your faith, and He builds your faith. You ever go to read your Bible, and you read a passage you've read many times before, and you stopped and went, where did that come from? It's been there all along, but maybe we were daydreaming the last time we got to that verse. Maybe you dozed off. Maybe God just gave that to you just for that day. And God builds your faith. And you thought, if God could do it back then, God can do it now. See, our faith is secure and safe in the hands of God. Why? Because God is trusted. Because God is tested. He is a place of refuge. Faith is secure in God, but faith is also always followed by obedience. Faith is always followed by obedience. See, you could step at the edge of a plane or a boat and say, I believe this plane will get me there safely. If you're nervous about planes, don't watch the news. Number of those plane crashes lately, and you could step at the edge of that plane and say, I believe the plane will get me there safely. And they said, okay, we'll get on. And you say, nope, I'm not doing it. They say, you're going to have to get on. If you believe it'll get you there safely, I promise it'll get you there. You say, I'm not getting on. Well, that's not faith, is it? There's something hindering your faith, and it's a lack of obedience. See, if you say, I believe God, I believe His Word, but many times, many Christians do that and say, well, I'm not doing it then. I believe in God, and I believe in His Word, but I'm not doing that verse. I'm not going there. I'm not taking that out of my life. I'm not doing that. Why? Because they've not put obedience to their faith. You know, the Bible says that the devils believe in God and they tremble. Believing that God is, believing in God's Word is good, but putting obedience to your faith is the key to the Christian life. Let me ask you this morning, Christian. Is there anything in your life that you've told God no? Is there anything that God has spoken to you about and you have told God, no, I will not do it. I'm not going any further. I'm not doing that verse. And you've simply told God no. Or when God has told you what to do and you're being disobedient as a Christian. Faith is always followed by obedience. A few years ago, I changed my life verse. I don't know if you're allowed to do that or not, but I did. To Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with, what's the next word? All thine heart. And lean not into thine own understanding. Trust in God with all thine heart. You put it all on God and say, God, it's all on you. And it's not on me. God, I'm trusting you with my life. I'm trusting you with my family. I'm trusting you with my job. I'm trusting you with my future. I'm trusting you with my salvation. I'm trusting you with everything. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not into thine own understanding. Has God ever told you to do something and you went, I don't know about that one, Lord. I'm not so sure. You're like, hold on a second. Wait, give me a moment. What do you want me to do? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not into thine own understanding. And there's that word again, all thy ways. Acknowledge Him and He shall direct thy paths. See, too many times we say, God, I'll obey you in this area, in this area, in this area, but not in that one. Well, that's not faith. Think about this. If you can trust God with your eternal soul in heaven, how can we not trust God with our lives? If I can trust God with my eternity, with my salvation, how could I not trust God with my everyday life? How foolish would that be? Faith is always followed by obedience. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. There's a foundation in your life when you live by faith, not by sight. Living by faith, it's a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Are you living a life of faith today? Are you trusting in God, trusting in His Word, trusting in God's way? First of all, when it comes to your salvation, too many times people are saying, God, I believe you can save me, but let me add some works to it as well. I believe you died on the cross. You're the only way to heaven. But now I need to go to church. I need to join the church. I need to get baptized. I need to be a good person. in order to get saved or to stay saved. That is not salvation. The Bible says, for by grace are you saved through what? Faith. And that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Salvation is 100% faith in God, 0% works by me. You don't need to add anything to salvation, because once you have it, it's yours. You don't need to do anything to get it or to keep it. Aren't you thankful for that? If I had to earn it, we'd have to do a whole lot of good works to earn it. If you had to do the good outweighing the bad, well, then every day you're hoping that scale is tipping in the right direction, that you did more good than bad, or else, oops, I guess you're in hell now. How sad would that be? But when it's faith in God, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us. There's no works we can do for salvation. It's 100% faith in Jesus Christ, not adding anything to it or taking anything away from it. Do you have faith in God for your salvation? 100%. If you have a doubt today, if you have a wonder, if you have a question in your heart, would you please not leave this room this morning until you trust in Christ today? Maybe you say, I know that I'm saved, I know I'm going to heaven, but I'm not living a life of faith, which is followed by obedience. Are you an obedient disciple today? Are you an obedient Christian today, where when God says to go, you go? When God says to do that, you do it? He says to be in church and be faithful and separated from the world. Are you living a life of faith and obedience in God today? Head bowed and eyes closed this morning. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. Are you living a life of faith